Hello out there, and welcome to Work with Miles Okazaki, where I share a few things I've picked up over the years as a guitarist and composer in New York City. If you like what you hear, you could go over to Patreon and become a member for a very small fee and have access to video versions of all of these episodes and others that aren't included here. Download materials such as sheet music and exercises, and have the ability to ask me questions directly and request topics for new episodes. This program focuses on the guitar, but goes into many other areas, so there should be something for everyone. And the show starts now. All right, welcome back. I had mentioned that today I would have a special post, and I do have a special post. It is this thing. What is this? Well, this is the thing that I built a while back. It wasn't working that great. And over the weekend, I had some time on the airplane, and I cleaned it up, and I fixed it, and it's working, and I'm very excited about it. And what is this thing? It is called Fly Shit. Fly shit is an old expression for someone who's a great sight reader. That guy's so good he can read fly shit, you know. This is a sort of an application built in Max MSP that will train you on sight reading, you know. And it's something that I wish I had when I moved to New York. A little backstory, like as a younger guitar player, when I started off, like many guitar players, I didn't start off reading. I started off just playing by ear and, you know, playing chords and stuff like that and playing, you know, kind of songs and stuff based on like, you know, chord charts and some tablature and things like that. So I didn't really learn how to read until I really had to, you know. That was basically when I moved to New York and I had to try to start working. And I mean, I could read, but not really. I'd pick out notes, but I couldn't read like fluently, you know, and especially single line stuff and double stops and things like that. You know, chord charts, I was okay, but that's much, much easier, you know, than being real precise with reading single notes. So anyway, I learned my sight reading, which is pretty good now. It's okay, you know. But I wish I had had something like this, you know. So now I finally finished it. Maybe it's too late for me, but I'm going to use it anyway to try to improve. But especially for folks out there who are struggling with their sight reading, I think this might help a lot. And I'll be happy to get feedback. This is kind of a beta version, you know. I'm trying to figure out how to make a freestanding app so you don't need to have Max to use this thing. But right now, it seems like you need to have Max to use this. I think it's pretty easy to do this, but I'm not really great at computer stuff in general. So if somebody out there knows how to make a freestanding app, let me know. There is a thing in Max to do it, but I don't know. Anyway, I don't want to get into all that. I want to get into how this thing works. So I'm going to give a little tour of this program. And then we'll do a little practice together, just so I can show you kind of what it does. So you open it up, it looks like this. And let's turn it on. Okay, so it's going to take a minute for it to load up, because what it's doing is, like, whatever tempo you set it at here, it's making four bars of stuff for us to read. Now, right now, it's very simple what it's doing. It's playing in a C major scale, and it's playing in the density of what's happening. Oh, it's using only quarter notes. That's one here. So if you go in, I'm going to zoom in so you can see what I'm talking about here. You select these parameters, right? So right now it's at 60 BPM using only quarter notes. Density is 50%, meaning that's like half, it'll be about half rests. And then that's the rhythmic information. And then the pitch information is like all kinds of stuff you can choose here. Right now, it's just a C major scale. It's a C, D, E, F, G, A, B. And that's it. That's all it can use. Now, the next thing is the score. What does it look like? Right now, it's set to be at 4-4. You can change the time signature. You can change the clef. Right now, it's set for guitar clef, which is like a transposed treble clef, right? And this is how much to turn the page ahead of time. 2, 3, 4, and it's going to turn right here. So that's two beats of lead time, and that'll be more obvious as we play along with it. The range, this is important. This is like, you know, where on the guitar you want it. So mid neck, I put this as like fifth position. It's going from an A flat up to a C sharp, you know. So this is like, if you had your hand at fifth position, that's basically the notes you could get. I find that to be useful, whatever. But you can manually change it, you know, with this slider and change it all over the place and make it very narrow range if you want or something like that. Make it just on a read within an octave or something. But in this lower neck, mid neck, way high up in the neck. Of course, if you're not playing guitar, you can just set it wherever you want, whatever your instrument is. Dynamics, this is how loud it is, basically. Nothing special. I can make the notes longer. You know. I can have them be variable if it's too boring to hear all the stuff, at the same volume all the time. But that doesn't matter to me so much right now, just for sight reading. And then the MIDI settings, this is where you're sending the audio to. I mean the MIDI signals. Right now it's going to Logic, which is someplace here. Where's my Logic? I don't know. Doesn't matter. Oh, here. It's going to Logic and it's playing on a piano. So, okay, let's look at the actual thing. So, let me zoom back out. So it shows four bars at a time of whatever time signature you're doing. 4, 1. You can see it's on the third bar now. 1, 2, 3, 4. There's no metronome or anything. You just get the tempo off of what's happening. This is very simple, right? Most people should be able to do something like this, but if you can't, that's fine. You can make it as simple as you want. Let me change it up a little bit. Let me say that it can, this scale, it'll be do major scales, but now, well, let me change the tempo first of all. Let's make it a little faster because it's too slow. So 96, let's say. And then let's say it can also use, now it's going to use a combination of quarter notes and eighth notes. So it doesn't matter what order you click these things in. These are triplets, 16th notes, quintuplets, sextuplets, septuplets, and 32nd notes. You can clear that out. But let's say it can use a combination of quarter notes and quarter notes and eighth notes, and we'll put it a little higher density so we have a little more notes. And then let's just leave it at that. And I'm just keeping it in the same range. This is in the middle of the guitar here. So I should be able to play without really moving my hand too much. See, it's going to change. So it'll also train you to be looking ahead, depending on how far you put this lead time, you know. Right now it's two beats, so I need to be looking two beats ahead, otherwise I'm going to lose what happens on the last beat there. I can change that. I can change the number of beats. Let's let this thing modulate. So I still want to practice major scale stuff, but let's just let it modulate. And I'll zoom in so you can see. Modulator, I'm just going to set it at a random, modulate to a random key every 4 seconds or so. And that'll give us a little more variety in the notes. Thank you. So you see, this is already changing it up quite a bit. So quickly, I'll go through more melodic options. So you could do any kind of scale you want. I mean, let's say that I'll give another example of a scale. Let's say now you would have to get used to this kind of way of thinking about the scale, but I like to set it as a shape because then it can, you know, you don't have to have it fixed pitches. It's just a type of scale, and then you can modulate it. And the modulation is equivalent. You can also manually modulate it here, and that's just equivalent to turning it, you know. So let's say that now I've looked at these a lot, so I know what they look like. But like for example, this is a C major scale right here. C, D, E. I'm sorry, it's not C major. That's, I have it in the wrong place. That's F major. Seems to not be going by ones. Oh, it is. Okay. So this is D flat major. This transpose thing is not exactly going by, well, whatever. I'm not worried about that. So this is D major, D, E, F. So if I want to make a D minor, I just take away this. Here, this is going to be D, E, F now, and G, A. Now let's make it a B flat, and that will give us like a harmonic minor sound. That'd be kind of cool, right? So the controls for how to do this are here. You can click to add stuff, and then command click to delete it. So, and I'm going to give it a command that says, play all the different notes of the scale. Because if it just chooses a random note from the scale, it might keep choosing the same note over again. You might not hear the whole scale. So there is an option here to say no repeats until the whole scale is played. So that means it'll go through all the notes before it starts doing any new melody. So, okay. So let's see what this sounds like. And let's change it a little bit, rhythmically. Let's slow it down a little bit, and let's make it a combination of eighth notes and triplets. Okay. Now it's going to load up. It's going to take it a second for it to do its thing. Density's 58. That seems fine. Oh boy, here we go. Sound of the scale. Now you might say, well, I don't like how much it's leaping. There's so many leaps, it's hard to play. So what we could do is we could just make the range really small. Like we could make the range, I don't know, somewhere like this, and make it one octave range. It didn't show up yet because there's a delay between when you do a setting and when it shows up on the screen. It's like a 4-bar delay. But you'll see it pretty soon. This is a leapy kind of line. Now you see it's getting smaller here. Oops, I was supposed to be an eighth note there. Okay, so that's pretty cool. Let's go back to the mid-neck range, the full range. Now I want to show you one more option melodically. Sometimes, now there is one kind of buggy thing in this I haven't figured out yet, but sometimes when you change settings while it's running, it kind of messes it up and you have to stop it and start it again. If you change a lot of stuff, especially things related to timing, like the subdivision and the rhythm stuff, that kind of messes with it. So sometimes you have to stop it and start. It's no big deal. So now let's say you don't want to deal with all this scale business, you know. You can just have it work purely intervallically. So let's say I'm just going to have it stay in this range again, but now it's only going to be allowed to use, let's say, well, this is going to make real snaky chromatic lines. It's only going to be able to use half steps and whole steps. That's one and two, right? Half steps and whole steps. Okay. So let's see what that comes out like. Again, I'm still have it. Oh, you know what? Let's change the rhythm. So let's make it, let's clear this out and let's make it 16th notes, only 16th notes. And I'm going to make it a little bit slower because 16th notes get fast. So, and it's going to be like chromatic. It's going to be more snaky kind of line because it's not going to be able to leap at all. It can only go, the farthest it can go is a whole step, right? Oh, see? Look at that. So. Change the pitch idea. Now, just to give an example, let's do something totally different. Let's say it can use fourths and fifths. I'm putting five and seven because that's five semitones is a fourth, seven semitones is a fifth. So let's say it can use fourths and fifths and whole steps. This should end up sounding much more wide open, you know. Let's see what we get. Right now, it's ignoring this whole scale thing. That's just turned off now. It's because when you go to intervallic, it's not dealing with this scale stuff anymore at all. It's just thinking about intervals. Zoom out. Sometimes the notation isn't totally beautiful, but it does a pretty good job of doing it in a standard way. So you see how like the intervallic thing works, right? So one more melodic option. Now this one is, I would recommend going back to something super simple. Like I'm going to go back to 60 beats per minute with only semitones. I mean, only quarter notes. With a medium density, and I'm gonna go back to major scale. Actually, I'm gonna go back to C D E F G A B, and in fact, I'm gonna make it even more simple. I'm gonna make it a pentatonic scale, so we can't even have semitones. This is a C pentatonic scale C D E G A, and I'm gonna go to this option. Chords. Now chords, it'll pick certain number of notes out of this scale to use. So I'm just going to do double stops. That's a chord size of two. Okay. And let's see what this is. As we know on guitar, double stops are quite hard to read. So that's why I made everything like really simple. So here it comes. Loading. And here we go. we go. Starts off with a minor ninth. Nice. Let's get the tempo. I guess I could put a little thing that's like a light that shines when the tempo goes. 2, 3. Thing there, that's funny. So something's a little weird with this. I'm gonna make it chromatic, and just see what it comes up with. Let's see. Some of these are gonna be kind of difficult, but that's the idea with sight reading, is that you just keep going. You never stop. You can't go back and correct stuff. None of that. You just kind of let it go. So one of the problems with sight reading is like finding material that's new. You know, so this will just always have new stuff, and you can kind of. Here's a tough one. That's weird when it mixes sharps and flats, but people do that on their charts, you know, so. Sometimes, you know, there's little mistakes here and there in the program, what it's playing. 4. Okay, so that's, you know, of course you can make it as hard as you like, but I'll give you an example of something super difficult. Let's make it chromatic. We'll say no repeats, and we'll use all kinds of subdivisions of the beat, like, let's do 4, 5, 6, and 7 subdivisions of the beat, and we'll put it in 3-4. And let's just see what that looks like. I probably will not be able to read this. But I'm going to try anyway. I'm going to see what happens. I'll embarrass myself here. Flash it right there. If you can read that, you know, congratulations. So anyway, that's where we're at. I'm going to do this could be a new category of stuff where we do some little sight reading practices. So, you know, maybe I'll do like easy level, medium level, hard level, stuff like that. But this was a tour, and what I'm going to do is I'm going to post a free version of this at a link in the comments. And if you have Macs, just take it and use it and see what you can do, and give me some feedback, things that break, things that don't work. And I'm going to continue to try to figure out how to make this a freestanding device that is like an application that you could just open up on any computer without having Macs, because Macs is a pretty expensive program that is kind of specialized for people that are interested in electronic music. So that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. And I hope you dig this. I'm really pretty excited to get this aspect of the Patreon going, giving out some free tools for us all to work on. We as guitar players, we have to up our game with the sight reading. You know, I hate being that guy in the session that's like, oh, give me a minute. I just need to figure this out, you know, while all the saxophone players kind of roll their eyes. You know, that's not such a great feeling. So hope you dig it, and I'll be back very shortly with some more some more stuff on in different areas. Okay. Later. Well, that's it for today's episode. I hope you found it useful for your personal work. This podcast was produced by Ed Gavitt, with the original source being a video on Patreon. If you'd like to see this video, head on over to Patreon and search for Work with Miles Okazaki. If you go through a browser and sign up as a member, it's a very small fee. And if you like the convenience of the iOS app, it's just a little bit more. In any case, as a member, you have access to categories such as exercises for the guitar, things to download, things to practice, guided practice sessions where I practice and you play along, a category called the Language of Jazz where I go through standards and famous solos, transcriptions, listening sessions, and also a complete series on every composition by Thelonious Monk as it might be played on the guitar. I do detailed demonstration of material from my book Fundamentals of Guitar and have prepared special exercises and software even for members of the site. Every Sunday we sit down with some Bach, take a look at some violin sonatas, cello suites, inventions, well-tempered clavier, things like that. We work on sight reading, we work on listening, exercises to train your ear, exercises to train rhythmically off the instrument. And then as often as I can, I sit down and do a mailbag episode where I go through listener questions and answer them directly. We're having a lot of fun over there, and I really hope you can join us. And thanks for joining us today on this podcast version and for your support of creative music. See you next time.